true story of my guardian angel. Ever met your guardian angel, the angel who watches over you? I have quite a few of them, but this one I've seen quite a few times. He's tall and handsome, and even has blonde hair, and his face shines with a light that never shone on land or sea. He's always so peaceful, calm, and usually pleasant and smiling. Only one time did I ever see him looking angry and fierce. And that was a long time ago when I was a teenager heading across the road to a very bad part of town.
I've been told never to come to this part of town, but all I have to do is cross the street. I can't wait to see what they have in one of those clubs.
When suddenly, there he was, right in front of me, in the middle of the sidewalk, dressed in bum's clothes.
Huh? Who's that? It looks like a bum. But his eyes are glowing like fire.
He looked fiercely into my eyes and spoke not with his mouth, but with his eyes and thoughts right into my mind. I heard him loud and clear in my head as he looked at me with great disgust.
And where do you think you're going now?
Oh no, I'm getting out of here.
I nearly did a backflip. I was so scared. I ran across the road, dodging the cars. It was a miracle I wasn't killed.
Trying to get yourself killed!
I wonder if he's following me. Lord, I promise I'll take the first train home.
Somehow I knew he was an angel of God. An angel of God in disguise. And he sure knew where I was going. And he was sent by God to turn me back from my evil ways. It worked, because he nearly scared me out of my wits. And I'll never forget it.
Guardian angel, the one who watches over you, the one whose job is you. Have you ever met your guardian angel, the one who watches over you?
Saw him was much more pleasant, thank the Lord. I was trying hard to serve the Lord with my little family, and I remember I was driving this big 10-ton truck and house trailer. I'm sorry, honey, but I think we're lost. According to the map, if I could just get to this bridge, then that would lead us to the highway.
It's so dark and lonely, and nobody seems to be on the street.
I know. If there was just somebody I could get directions from. Suddenly, out of the shadows of an office building, a fine-looking businessman stepped towards the curb. I quickly rolled down my window. He smiled and said,
"Yes, it's that way, the way you're going."
"Thank you, sir. God bless you." And so I drove on toward the bridge, which was, sure enough, just ahead of me. When suddenly, I was half frightened and half thrilled.
"Honey, did you hear that? He told us which direction to go."
"Well, of course."
"Yes, but I didn't even ask him the question."
"That's right. You didn't."
"And you know something else? Those eyes were so strange. His eyes, they seemed to burn like fire. Like almost seeing right through me, like he knew everything I was thinking. What a strange experience. You know, it's almost like I remember seeing him before somewhere."
"Well, I don't think I ever have."
"Honey, you know what? I remember where it was. It was that same man. The same man that stopped me back in Los Angeles when I was going into that whorehouse and warned me not to go.
You mean it was that angel?
Yes. It was that very same angel. I know it was.
Have you ever met your guardian angel, the one who watches over you, the one whose job is you? Have you ever met your guardian angel, the one who watches over you?
A few years later, the Lord even took me into the spirit world to meet him. I had wanted to help my son Jonathan move into a new house for our missionary work, when all of a sudden, I found myself right there, hanging over their heads suspended in mid-air. I could see someone discussing the situation with Jonathan.
This is a nice place, Jonathan. Do you think we should move in?
Well, praise the Lord. Well, it's a beautiful house, but I think it's going to take quite a bit of organization and prayer. I wish we could ask Dad about it.
But I wasn't allowed to talk to them out loud, only to speak to them in their minds and influence their thoughts. Suddenly, facing me and beautifully floating over their heads also, was this fine-looking angel, dressed all in white. He spoke to me and said,
"You can live in the spirit world too if you want. But you would have to die first and forsake your body. And you'll only be able to speak to people through their thoughts."
Then, everything vanished. But I chose to stay here for now to write letters to all my precious children. So thank God for his angels who are watching over you all the time. Even your personal angel, whose job is taking care of you. Amen.
Angels are everywhere, watching and taking care of God's children wherever they may be. Look around you closely and maybe you will see angels of love, both kind and fair. Angels are everywhere. Someday it may happen to you, someone you never even knew will suddenly appear to lend a helping hand, understanding what to do as if it had been planned. And with an air of mystery, vanish into thin air. Angels are everywhere. Someday may happen to you, someone you never even knew will suddenly appear to lend a helping hand, understanding what to do as if it had been planned. Then with an air of mystery, vanish into thin air. Angels are everywhere. Angels are everywhere.